You know, right at the end of the month is one of the big occasions of the year. That's the induction of the new laureates into the Junior Achievement Dallas Business Hall of Fame. This time around, Melissa Reif's going in. She's chairwoman, CEO, and president of the Container Store, and you know, has been a leader for a good long time. And congratulations.
Thank you so much, David. I'm humbled by the inductee as being one of the laureates, and I'm very excited about the event.
Well, you've been in Dallas now for 3 or 4 decades. You're not a native, though, right?
No, I'm not. I'm from Independence, Missouri, but I went to school here at SMU, graduated in 77 with a degree in political science, and stayed and love it. It's my home.
How did you get involved with the Container Store? Because you went into marketing initially, right?
Right. Well, my degree at SMU was in political science, and my goal was to be an attorney. And then I kind of got sideways, like a lot of young people, and I had an opportunity that I just couldn't resist. And I told my parents, oh, I'll go back to law school at some point. And, of course, I didn't. But I had an incredible 2 years traveling the country after I graduated, working for Success Unlimited magazine. And we put on positive mental attitude seminars all over the country. And so I just had a ball doing that. And then I got married, and then I worked for a firm here in Dallas called Le Papillon, and we represented 50 different lines. I was a principal there, just beautiful lines, many of which the Container Store purchased. So that's how I met the founders of the Container Store, and I've had a 40-year relationship with them. And I've been with the company 25 years now, and I was recruited. I was at Crabtree and Evelyn prior in marketing. And then I was recruited to be the kind of the first vice president of sales and marketing back in 1995.
Well, you walked into something that is more than just a retail store. I mean, it's sort of a way of life, conscious capitalism, treating your employees first, being really rigorous in hiring to hire the right kind of people that won't disrupt the flow. And it seems to, it really seems to flow out of the stores and into the energy.
I hope so. I hope our stores are reflective of who we are and how we can help our customers. I hope our online experience. I mean, you know, we originated the category store during our organization back in 1978. And our mission then and our mission now is still the same, and that is to really be a beloved brand to help our customers with all of their storage and organization solutions, and that includes custom closets, which is over 50% of our revenue, and we're almost a $1 billion company.
So how do you find the people? Because that's the key. I mean, you got to treat them right, you got to pay them right, and you evidently do because your retention rates are really high. But how do you find the people?
You know, my predecessor Kip and my friend always said that talent's the whole ballgame, and we really truly believe that, and we really walk the talk. And you know, if you have good judgment and you ask good questions and you care, you can find those great people. But that's just the beginning, because after you find them, and of course pay them well, and we always try to pay more than industry average, you got to train them, and you got to respect them, and you got to treat them with kindness, and you've got to give them the knowledge that they need to be successful working with our customers, because we're not selling an item, we're selling solutions. And that differentiates us from a Target or an Amazon or any of those other kind of great retailers. We're selling solutions, and the people are the ballgame. And you know, it has a lot to do with the work environment. We're very conscious of our work environment. We want it to be, yes, highly productive, but fun. We want to laugh a lot, we cry a lot, all those kinds of emotions. And it's everybody's responsibility to create that environment. And it's part of our seven foundation principles. And we really try to treat each other as we would want to be treated, as golden rule-ish as that sounds. It really does matter, and it really works, and therefore we have low turnover.
You know, as you took this concept finally, the expansion was at glacier speed, but finally, as you got out of Texas and got into other areas, it went to the Northeast and other areas, did you find any challenges finding the right kind of people? Because different areas have different attitudes.
Sure, it's always a challenge. And, you know, we've kind of got this reputation for really kind of putting candidates through a lot of interviews. And I always say to them, listen, we're not trying to just put you through the ringer here. There's a purpose behind this. I feel like it's our responsibility to share as much as we can about who we are with the candidate so that they can make an intelligent decision too, because this is their life, this is their career. We care about them, not just their productivity. We care about them. And when you put it together right, it's magic. And again, we invest so much in our people, we can't afford turnover. We can't afford just that revolving door.
Are you having fun as CEO? You were not CEO for a very long time.
Correct.
And finally, you are running the show.
You know, it's been an amazing 3.5 years. As I said, I've been with the company 25 years. I was president and COO for many years. And being, I've never been a CEO before, and I've never been a CEO of a public company before, and it's very different. You know, I'm loving it. I am so proud of what we've accomplished in 3.5 years. Retail has changed so much, and we had to change. And I told the organization on the very first day, I said, you know, if we keep doing the same thing, we're going to get the same results. And we needed to test and learn, and we have, with the redesign of our North Park store, with the redesign of our Farmers Market store in LA, which is our very first custom closets. And the outside of the building, it says the Container Store Custom Closets. Now we're testing and learning with Galleria. We are just moving and grooving, and we're making progress. And it is so rewarding, particularly in a very challenging retail environment.
Well, you bring a lot to the organization. You bring a lot to that sort of conscious capitalism that happily is beginning to grow. And you're the latest laureate into the Dallas Junior Achievement Business Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Thank you, David, so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.